objectif.
Over this past week, I've had some continued pain in my back, so I'm going to sit down to preach today.
在过去一个礼拜，我的背有点痛，所以我今天只有在坐下来给你们证道。
Thank you for understanding, and I trust that we have a great morning together.
谢谢你们的那个能够了解、体谅我的疼痛，所以我们希望我们今天早上能够有在主里面有很好的崇拜。
I have appreciated the worship songs that we have sung today.
我今天听到你们唱的这个诗歌，实在是使我感觉到很好很好。
It's an unusual day here, and I'm praying for my son who's preaching in my place at the downtown church while I'm preaching here.
那我今天我的儿子在这个 Sacramento 的这个 downtown 里面在这个讲道，那我希望我们也为他这个祷告。
I never thought that there would be two Stevens preaching at the same time.
他说我从来没有想到说有两个 Stevens 在这个 Sacramento 一个早上同时在讲道。
But God is good.
但是神是好的。
And you know, one of the things that we are going to be talking about today is how to learn to be happy.
那个我们今天要讲到就是说我们要怎么样子学习得到快乐。
Over the last several weeks, I have been studying the little book of Philippians.
我这个一个礼拜中间，我一直在这个在研究研读这个腓立比书。
There is simply only four chapters in this book.
在这个腓立比书一共只有四章。
And it's amazing that the Apostle Paul mentions joy and rejoicing and being happy over 17 times in these few words.
在四章里面讲到喜乐这一切的所有的词句讲到十七次。
Now I'm sure that when all of you woke up this morning, you decided as you got out of bed, I'm going to be happy today.
我想每个人今天早上起来的时候，大家都会做一个决定，我今天一定要。
And it's probably why you have the smiles on your face.
是因为是看看每个人，大家都有一个笑容，你们的脸上。
But at the same time, we can choose not to be happy.
同样的，我们同样的，我们可以选择不快乐。
There are many things that bring happiness to us.
这很多很多东西能够把快乐带给我们。
Our family.
我们的家庭可以把快乐带给我们。
When good things happen to us personally.
有好的事情在我们个人身上发生了。
When good things happen to our brothers and sisters.
有好的事情在我们这个弟兄姐妹身上发生了。
All of this brings us happiness.
所有这一切都能够把快乐带给我们。
I'm sure that all of us are happy today that we're not living in North Carolina or South Carolina.
我想我们大家都想我们不是在北卡州或者是在这南卡州在住在那里。
Yet I realize that there are brothers and sisters there and maybe family members that we have that are suffering dearly.
你晓得在这个北卡和南卡那个地方很多也许我们的朋友我们也许家人在那边他们在那里受了多大的惊恐跟那个余量。
You know, I think it would be good for us just to bow our heads right now and let me lead us in a word of prayer for our brothers and sisters in North Carolina and South Carolina.
我们希望大家把头低下来我现在带领大家为我们的朋友同胞在北卡或者南卡那个地方。
Dear God, we enjoy the sunshine and the warm weather that we're experiencing here.
我们的亲爱的神，我们在这里享受着这么美好的阳光跟这么温暖的气候在加州。
But there are family members and friends who are suffering in North Carolina and South Carolina.
但是我们在这个我们有家人，我们有朋友在南卡和北卡，在那里忍受很大的余量。
Father, we ask that you would protect them.
我们求主你能够保守他们。
We would pray that you would be with the first time responders.
我们也为那些那些第一个时间到来拯救他们的人。
For doctors and nurses and all those that are helping these people to suffer or that are going through this time of suffering.
我们为那些医生，为那些护士，为那些所有这些他们大家来帮助他们的人，为他们祷告，叫他们能够尽量的帮助他们。
We're reminded, Father, that man can control a lot of things, but cannot control what you have created.
人现在似乎我们可以控制自己掌顾很多的事情，但是我们没有办法掌顾大自然的这个景象。
So we pray for the needs of these people who are suffering so today.
我们为那些北卡南卡的那些需要的人，我们为他们祷告，求主你给他们帮助。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
The passage of scripture that you read this morning, you might wonder, isn't this sort of a strange passage in light of all of the things that you've said about this book so far?
这是不是看这一章这个我们在念的时候，看看这个整个这个发生在保罗身上这个事情是不是很奇怪？
Yet when you begin to spend some special time in it, you find that it's a deep passage and can teach us much.
但是我们再来研读这个腓立比书，我们看到这个里面的里面有很深的意义，让我们可以学习的。
As a matter of fact, I would say to you, maybe the Apostle Paul wrote this just for me.
我们可以想到，可能这一段圣经就是为了 J. Stephen, Pastor Jason,
and just for you.
也许为了我们在座的每一个人写的。
The passage gives us a lot of insight, I believe.
这个整个这一节经文给我们带来我们深深内在的启发，我们的思想。
It gives us insight about the choices that lead us into happiness.
给我们更深的想到说，我们可以有选择这些，我们能够得到快乐。
Let me summarize just a little bit to help us see the essence, the sense of the story.
让我来做一个总结，先开始我们要讲的道。
Paul intends to send two men back to the church in Philippi.
这个保罗他们愿意把两个人要送到腓立比去。
One is Timothy, who he has been mentoring.
这第一个是提摩太，是他的学生。
And he says there's no one like Timothy.
没有一个人，他这里写作，没有一个人像这个提摩太。
He has a genuine interest and love in you and other people as well.
他是对你们当地人，是他有从心里面发出来的爱心。
The other man that I intend to send back to you at the church at Philippi is Epaphroditus.
另外一个人就是以巴弗提送到你们那里。
A long name, yet someone that is very significant to Paul and to the church at Philippi.
这是好像很长一个名字，但是是保罗要把他们打发到这个腓立比去的。
As you read the passage, Paul endorses these two men as honorable and good men who have served him well.
这里我们知道说，他把这两个人都说他们是兴旺妇人，他们是一个在主里面很好的同工。
And what you read in the passage was Paul says, I'm sending you back in order to bring you happiness and to bring good cheer to you.
然后我要把他们带到你们中间，就把快乐带到你们，使你们再一次眺望你们的信心。
The Apostle Paul says that it will bring cheer to me as well as to have these men return to you.
而且把这两位弟兄打发到你们的，也使得我里面内心产生了很大的喜乐。
Now remember that Paul is in prison at Rome.
记得在这个时候，保罗是在罗马坐监牢。
And he has guards that are around him 24 hours a day.
一天24小时在他旁边都有兵丁在看守他。
7 days a week.
24小时一天，7天一个礼拜。
And Timothy and Epaphroditus have been two men who have been encouragement to him while he is in prison.
所以这个提摩太和以巴弗提是对保罗是很大很大的鼓励。
So he is simply saying to send them back to you will be relief to me, it will bring cheer to me as well.
我把他们打发到你们那里去了，也使得我心里面感觉到快乐。
For I want you to be glad as well.
我要因为我愿意你们在腓立比的人都很快乐。
Now word has filtered back to the church at Philippi and back to the Apostle Paul as well as that there has been some difficulties.
因为这个有些话带来说，在腓立比教会里面有些难处在那里。
And the Apostle Paul says, "I want to remove the anxiety that I have, as well as the anxiety that you have."
我把你这个把我在这里的焦虑和你们在腓立比的焦虑，通通能够挪去一些。
And let me say at this point of the message that when we are serving others and looking at ourselves less, it brings us much happiness.
所以在我们在这很清楚很清楚，当我们在这个服侍旁人的时候，把我们忘我自己，把自己利益放掉的话，我们就可以有快乐。
And Paul says, by sending you back to the church at Philippi, it will give me less anxiety and it will give you comfort as well.
所以我们把这两位弟兄送回去的话，使我能够减低我的焦虑，也使你们得到快乐。
So with this as a background, let me give you four things that we learn from this passage of scripture that helps us in developing happiness.
所以在这里，在这个他保罗在监牢里面写着腓立比书的话，这一些的背景，然后能够我们了解以后，就使得我们在腓立比和保罗都能够得到快乐起来。
The first thing we need to learn in order to be happy is we need to shift the focus away from myself.
我们第一个要学习的快乐是把我们整个的焦点给它完全移转过去。
The Apostle Paul is saying, I must be concerned about the needs of the people who are around me.
所以我不是来照顾我自己，要照顾我的周遭的其他的弟兄姐妹。
And it's one of the reasons why I felt a sense leading by the Spirit that I should pray for our brothers and sisters in North and South Carolina. We need to be concerned about what's happening around them as well as what's happening around ourselves.
所以在我刚刚一开始的时候，我们为南卡和北卡的那些地方的人祷告，就是像说我们为他们祷告一样子，让我们能够得到快乐。
As you look at the passage, Paul gives Timothy as an example.
你们看到这个经文里面告诉我说，保罗把提摩太拿来做一个例子。
Paul says, I have no one else like him.
他这就说这是明证，他说我没有在我旁边没有一个人像他这样。
He takes a genuine interest in you.
他是这样子把你的一切的事情当作他自己的事情。
He loves you as he loves other people around him.
他爱这个他们，然后也爱他们周遭的人。
As Christian brothers and sisters, it is a responsibility that God has given to us to love the people around us.
所以当一个基督徒，神把这个责任放在我们身上，叫我们要爱我们周遭的人。
I remember 12 years ago, the first time that I came to preach to you here at this church.
我记得12年前，我第一次到你们中间向你们证道。
I had all kinds of anxiety.
我那次在这一天，我就在里面很焦虑不安。
I have a difficult time speaking the English language, let alone trying to speak some Chinese.
我这讲英文都有点问题，何况我要到你们中间讲中文。
But then I discovered that when I went to China, I had the same anxiety because I was in the midst of people who weren't like me.
我发现我到中国去的时候，看到跟这里情形一样，我的周遭都是不跟我讲不同语言的人。
But you know what I discovered in a very short time?
所以你知道，我很快就发现到
that you could love me just as I could love you.
你可以爱我，我发现到我也可以爱你们。
And so the interest shifted from me to you.
所以这个整个的重点是把我对你们中间发生很大的兴趣。
And as a result, I look to read as much as I can to learn about you and your culture, about your love for God, about what's happening to the church in China.
所以我就发现，我对这知道说我了解了你们的文化，了解了你们的这个信的耶稣是信道，而了解到你们在这里中国的这一
个。Where some of your brothers and sisters are, as you pray for them And as you wait to hear word of how they are doing,
而且当那些你为他们祷告，为那些弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，你就愿意知道说他们祷告完了以后他们的结果是怎么样呢？
It is good news to hear what God is doing in China, in the church there, as people are coming to know Jesus as their Savior.
所以这是真正是一个福音，一个大的好的消息，就是在中国有那么多人都信了耶稣。
Just as your hearts and lives have been changed by loving Jesus and accepting Jesus as your Savior.
因为就像我们信了耶稣以后，使得我们都有快乐。
This morning you're going to be celebrating communion.
到今天我们在讲到完以后你们有薄饼聚会。
It's a time of remembering what Jesus has done for you.
这个薄饼聚会就是叫我们纪念主是他在2000年前为我们所做的事。
It's a time for you to examine your heart and life.
我们在薄饼的时候我们要在非但在纪念他我们要自己省察自己。
And to make sure that your relationship with Jesus and others is what it ought to be.
审查我们自己跟神的关系，跟我们弟兄姐妹的关系。
So one of the ways to bring happiness into our life is that we need to shift the focus away from myself.
我们整个的这个要使我们快乐，就是说把我们的关注的中心从我们自己身上移转出去。
The more that I focus on me, the more unhappy I'm going to be.
越多的把我们的焦点集中在自己的话，更大的不快乐在我们身上发生。
And the more I focus on others, the greater my happiness.
所以更大的这个我们的焦聚在旁人身上，我们就得到很多的快乐。
That's the first lesson we learn from this passage of scripture and Paul's life.
所以第一个功课我们可以学到，就是说我们要把我们的焦点移到旁人身上。
The second thing we need to learn to be happy is simply this: becomeSomeone that people trust.
第二点就是要我们要变成要使得人家觉得我们是可信赖的人。
He says that again about Timothy. Timothy, you are some. He says to the people that Timothy is someone the people can trust.
他告诉旁人说，提摩太是一个弟兄，你可以相信得过的。
In the same way, the more people trust you, the happier you will be.
你要想到有更多的人能够相信你的话，你就会得到更多的快乐。
In people trusting you, there is two ingredients that I think is very important.
要使人家相信你有两个要点。
You need to live with integrity.
你要活在很正直的。
And you need to keep your promises.
而且你要永远要信守你的允许。
And Paul says that Timothy is a good example of this.
所以保罗已经说提摩太就是这样一个这个榜样。
The third thing that I would learn that I've learned from this passage is important about our happiness is learn how to work with others well.
第三个就是说我们要学习怎么样子跟其他弟兄姐妹一起来同工。
We need to learn to cooperate.
我们要学习怎么样能够跟弟兄姐妹合作。
Paul uses some phrases that's very interesting in this passage.
保罗用了很多的字句在这一节里面。
Did you notice the phrase a family?A fellowship.
你们看到这里有说叫家庭，然后有这种彼此的交通。
And one who fights together.
然后我们一起来一起来打仗。
One of the things that I appreciate much about you as a church family.
我有一个事情使我觉得你们跟我一样的是我实在是觉得很光荣的跟你们在一起。
I love to read in the bulletin, I love to hear you talk to each other when you say, my brother or my sister.
我很高兴看到你们我们那个每个的周报我们每天的这一节我很高兴听到你说我的弟兄我的姐妹。
In the American church, we do not relate to each other as brothers and sisters, Yet there's 133 times in Scripture where it talks about being a brother and sister in Christ.
所以在这个用英文的教会里面，很少人家说的我们彼此要珍惜我们彼此弟兄姐妹的关照，有130次在提到。
Paul uses that phrase very well. He says a family, or in other words, my brother.
保罗在这一经上说，你们都是我们一家的人，而且是我们一起的弟兄。
My sister.
他说你是我们的姐妹。
My friends, that's so rich.
这是你是我的弟兄，这句话是这么的这个丰富。
I trust that you realize how much that blesses one another's lives.
我相信你们会很这个珍惜我们彼此弟兄姐妹的交通。
Paul talks about a fellowship.
保罗提到我们的彼此的这个。
In other words, fellow workers, we work together, we serve together.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们的弟兄姐妹都是我们的同工，我们一起在主里面为主工作。
And Paul talks about the fact that we're fellow fighters.
而且保罗说我们是彼此在一条阵线上打仗。
We battle together for the same causes.
我们在这打仗是为了同一个原因。
We are fellow soldiers together, helping others on the journey to come to know Christ in a better way.
我们在这个跟随主的道路上，我们一起都是都是战士同志。
And our common enemy is Satan.
我们的共同的敌人是撒旦。
The one who wants to distract us and lead us astray.
那个是他是要把我们引到把那去，不把我们放在带到主的道上。
The next thing that we learn about, that Paul wants us to learn in a practical way about being happy, is to learn to be considerate.
另外一个就是我们要彼此要体谅。
We need to learn to live for something worth dying for.
我们要体谅我们的弟兄姐妹，要有些事情我们为就是要体谅，要体恤他们，我甚至为他们舍命都可以。
Now I mentioned to you that the church in Philippi was started by the Apostle Paul, and that Timothy and Epaphroditus had been a part of that church.
我这跟你们讲过，在腓立比教会是保罗在那建起来，然后这个提摩太和这个以巴弗提在那里一起跟他同工。
Paul was in prison at Rome.
这个时候保罗在罗马的监牢里面。
It was 800 miles from where Rome was 800 miles from the church at Philippi.
在这个写信的时候，保罗是在800里以外的罗马。
And he uses as an example Epaphroditus, who was a servant and an honorable man.
他这里用说以巴弗提，他是一个侍奉神的人，然后也是在帮忙。
Now I want you to picture this.
我让你要脑筋里有产生一个图画。
The church in Philippi was aware that Paul was in prison and said, "Paul, we want to help you."
这个在腓立比的教会知道。保罗在罗马坐监牢，他就跟保罗在想说，我们知道你在监牢里面辛苦。
And yet there is an 800 mile distance from where the church was and where Paul was being held prisoner.
但是我们这里在有800里的距离把我们分隔。
They wanted to send the Apostle Paul some money, some clothes, and some things that would benefit him while he was in prison.
所以他们在保罗在监狱里面，他们愿意送点钱、送点衣服，还有送到其他的必须要的事情去带给八百里以外的保罗。
Now, brothers and sisters, don't miss this.
不要弟兄姐妹，不要把这个要点忽略。
There were no cars.
那个时候没有汽车，
no buses,
没有公共汽车，
no airplanes.
没有飞机。
Epaphroditus had to travel either by donkey or by camel.Or by foot.
而且这个以法伯提要么就是坐着小驴子，或者坐了骆驼，或者是靠着两个脚。
Now let me put it in perspective. That would be us walking from here to San Diego.
这就放在这，就是那个八百里的地方，就是我们从 Sacramento 走到圣地亚哥。
The Apostle Paul needed these things, and the church wanted to serve him by bringing these things to him.
这个腓立比的教会知道保罗知道保罗需要，所以他们就把这些送到他那里去。
And Paul says this honorable man Epaphroditus volunteered to make the journey.
所以这个以法伯提是一个那么样子的一个可尊敬的人，他把这些东西都把了。
I imagine there was a lot of bumps in the road.
我知道在路上一定是
I imagine there was little water.
我们看看那个地方还有，也许有很多。
Not a lot to eat, and not a lot of places to sleep.
在路上可能没有很多东西可以吃，也没有很好的床可以睡。
And yet, it was so important that Epaphroditus would make this journey that he was willing to give his life.To get these goods to the Apostle Paul to serve him.
所以以法伯提为了这些我们刚刚讲过的这些东西，他走了那么长的路，愿意去带给保罗在监牢里面。
Word got back to the church in Philippi that Epaphroditus almost lost his life.Bringing the things to Apostle Paul.
这个以法伯提带到的罗马去的监牢里面说，话语传回来，所以法伯提在这差一点把他的小命都送掉了。
And now Apostle Paul is saying, I want to bring cheer to you to send Epaphroditus and Timothy back to you to bring a good report of cheer to you.
所以我愿意把以巴弗提和提摩太再把他们。打发他送回到腓立比去，让把我这边的消息带给你们，使你们快乐。
So the journey of 800 miles back was before them.
所以在又他们又走了800里回头到腓立比。
The Apostle Paul says we have to live for something that we're willing to die for.
所以这里保罗一直在讲说，我们活在的是活在。我们的目的是愿意把我们的生命都献上的。
In conclusion, I have two questions to ask you this morning.
在我今天跟大家交通的这个要点有两点重要，我要提出来。
The first question that I ask you to examine your heart and life in is this.
第一个问题我们要问说，我们要自己省察自己。
What commitment have you made that you need to complete?
我们自己对我审查的时候，我们有没有对我们自己有东西，我们已经很深深的愿意要去放弃。
No matter what it costs you，
不管任何代价，我们都愿意把这个事情完成。
The second question is equally as important。
第二个事情是跟第一个问题是一样的重要。
Is your commitment to Christ deep enough to cause you to risk anything, even your life?
是你对神的承诺是不是有那么深到你愿意为这个承诺把你的命都送掉。
My friends, as I prepared this message and I thought about this very question just grips my soul deeply.
朋友们，当我在准备我今天要讲的这一些话语中间，这个点深深的在我心中抓住了我。
Let me repeat it so you don't miss it.
让我再重复一遍，你不会
Is your commitment to Christ deep enough to cause you to risk anything, even your life?
你对神的对基督的承诺是那么深，愿意把你的命都值得献上吗？
Let me just conclude by saying.Here's what Jesus' secret is to happiness.
让我最后把这个说，耶稣基督的秘诀，对快乐的秘诀是。
Only those who give away their lives for the sake and for the sake of the good news will ever know what it means to really live.
人要真正是知道为什么而活，就是要知道说是。到底是我们为于主耶稣是不是基督愿意奉献一切？
The happiest people are those who are caring.
这个快乐人就是对人家都很愿意照顾他人。
Consistent.
愿意有一直持续不断去照顾。
Cooperative.
是跟人要一起
considerate and courageous. I told you at the beginning of the sermon that some might look at this passage and say it doesn't have much depth.
有些人会说啊，这一段从十九节到啊，这个二十几节这里算这好像一点点深度都没有。
But for me, it had a lot of depth.
但对我来讲，这个里面的深度实在是很深。
And I trust for you too.
我希望这个里面的深度也你们也看见里面的深度。
When I was done studying this, I wrote this prayer.
然后在我在这里准备我们的讲稿的时候我写了这一段祷告
I'm going to read the prayer that I wrote for myself
然后我把它念出来是我自己写下来的
as I read it you might want to make it a prayer for yourself
写下来的时候让我念的时候希望我念的这些祷告也是你的祷告
Dear God, I want to be like these guys
亲爱的父神，我很愿意学像这一切的这人。
I want to learn to be happy.
我要学习怎么样子可以学习快乐。
I realize that happiness isn't a matter of luck.
我知道这快乐不是说你的运气好就快乐。
It's a matter of learning.
是，快乐是要学习的。
That I can choose to be happy.
我可以选择要快乐。
I can make decisions to be happy.
我可以决心要去取得快乐。
I can develop character that will make me happy.
我可以把我自己的品格学习到去，使我有更多的快乐。
Help me to get the focus off myself, Lord.
帮助我把我的焦点从我自己身上移出去。
I'm really sick and tired of looking at me.
我实在是在是，恨恶自己，是每次都想到自己。
Help me to become somebody that people can trust.
要使我变成一个弟兄或者姐妹是旁人可以信赖的。
Reliable, dependable, and trustworthy.
是可以信赖的，可以信靠的，可以这个使大家都能够。
Help me to do what I say I will do.
主啊，求你帮助我要做到我所要做的。
Help me to keep that promise.
要帮助我来实验出我的承诺。
And Lord, I need to learn how to get along better with others.
我愿意学习怎么样子跟我的周遭弟兄姐妹活在一起。
I need to learn how to cooperate.
我要学习怎么样子跟他们一起来彼此的互相合作。
And I need to learn how to be considerate.
我要学习怎么样子的体谅人家。
I need to learn how to be a team member.
我要学习怎么样子，我不是以我自己觉得很属灵，而且我要这样体谅说，我要跟大家是在一个团队里面。
How to work with people who are different from me.
我要学习怎么样子在我们的团队里面跟我有不同性格的人。
I want to be like Paul who said.
我愿意像保罗他说道。
I don't just do what's the best for me.
我不是为什么事情为我最好的事情我才去做。
But I do what's best for everybody.
我要去做到是对众人好的事情我是更要用心去做。
If you're married, you might say,
假如你结婚了你会说
Lord, help me to cultivate a life in common with my spouse.
所以说我愿意跟我的配偶能够一起来够耕耘这个彼此合作的这一块土地。
Lord, help me to learn to be considerate of my spouse and my kids.
父神教我们学习怎么样子去为我的配偶，为我们的子女去跟他们一起合作。
And Lord, help me to live for something worth dying for.
然后神啊，求助你教导我们说找到。一些是值得我们为这个舍命的事情。
I'm going to pray the most dangerous prayer.
我愿意做一个很最危险的祷告。
Use me.
用我。
I don't know what that means.
我不知道这个用我这到底是什么意思。
But I'm open and I trust that you'll show me what you want me to do.
但是我是对你是敞开的，你会知道说这个用我这个到底是你要怎么用我。
What you want me to do in my life that will stretch my faith.
是神，你在我的生命中要我怎么样去做，然后在你面前能真正的完全敞开。
Use me the way you plan.
啊。用我，用我在你的计划中间。
Not the way somebody else plans.
不是任何其他的弟兄姐妹这是要在我身上的这个计划。
But your plan.
是神你自己在我生命中间的计划。
And if you've never invited Jesus into your life, simply say this.
在我们中间还有没有接受耶稣基督的人
？Jesus Christ, come into my life and save me.
耶稣基督。求你到我生命中间
Forgive my sins
然后赦免我的罪
Change me
改变我
Make me the person you want me to be
改变我使我变成一个你要做我做的人
Father, I thank you for those who've prayed this prayer today
父神啊我们愿意说我们在这里为这些从心里面祷告这些话语的人
We know that holiness leads to happiness
我们知道说在圣洁是会带来我们的喜乐
And happiness actually comes from holiness
而且这个快乐是从我们在生活中间的圣洁而来
As we become more like you
而像我们慢慢的更多的学习像你的时候
We become more happy
我们就更多的快乐起来
I pray a blessing on every person here
我现在就是把所有的这些一切的这个祝福
That whatever you've called us to do, we will do.
放在那些说你愿意啊，你招我们来要做的事情，我们愿意去做。
Whatever commitments we have made.
这我们在你里面，你在你面前的承诺，我们已经许诺过的。
We will keep.
我们愿意去啊，继续的这个承诺去做。
I pray this blessing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们把这一切的祝福是在。父神啊，圣子圣啊，圣灵的祷告，阿门。
阿门。